Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Very, very, very special day. Birthday to me. I love birthdays. You realize, though, we celebrate our birthdays completely all wrong. The way we do our birthdays is never the way it was supposed to be, and we're kind of wrong the way we do it. Now, I'm not saying we have to change, but you know, if you think about it, okay, your birthday. You were born. You didn't do anything special. You didn't create the world. You act like you are God's biggest gift on your birthday, and you didn't do anything except come out of your mother's vaginal canal. So, honestly, you're supposed to be, and I know this is going to paralyze a bunch of you in fear, but you're really supposed to be celebrating your parents. You're supposed to call your mom. I'm not saying you have to do it, but if you really want to celebrate your birthday, you reach out to mommy. Reach out to daddy. If they're up in heaven, say a prayer. But your birthday was the day you came out. Now, honestly, I think it took an act of heroism, you know, being in my mom's womb for 7 or 9 months, or however long I was there. That, yeah, maybe that does deserve a parade. But honestly, the birthday is kind of about your mom and dad. Number two, when you were born, you were naked, right? Do we at all spend our birthday reminiscing being naked? I can't stand being naked. I maybe spend less than 2 milliseconds of the day, with the exception of showers. And even in showers, I might wear a bathing suit. I don't like being naked. If it's your birthday, and it's the day you were born, then do what you did when you're naked. So we might need to be kind of relook at that. Another big mistake we make is we throw ourselves a party. Or we ask a family member to throw ourselves a party. That's not what birthdays are supposed to be about. You aren't supposed to be running around trying to invite people, figure out who not to invite, who to invite, tick people off, accept presents. The whole present thing for birthday back in the old times was to ward off evil spirits. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice for me to get some bottles of wine and, you know, maybe some gift cards, but you did nothing. All you did was come out of an amniotic sac. Is that really that worthy in the middle of a recession and inflation to ask friends? And here's the thing. If your friends are really friends, they're supposed to be the ones planning your party. They're the ones that are supposed to be adorning you with gifts and warding off the evil spirits with their gifts and making you a cake. You're not supposed to. The average one of us is running around trying to find a cake, trying to find, you know, I don't know. It's wrong. And so what am I doing this week? So for my birthday, we're doing a staycation. I love Mandalay Bay. We have the most beautiful pool there. It's a wave pool, lazy river. So we're going to do a weekend there. The Golden Knights are having their parade on Saturday. So we'll be able to be there, watch the parade. Now, I know some of you are like, well, that's not celebrating your birthday. You're right. That's not. I mean, the birthday is supposed to be all about me. And I'm going to a parade for the Golden Knights. I mean, mind you, the Golden Knights did something spectacular. I get it. You know, I mean, they won the Stanley Cup. But it is my birthday weekend. And yes, I have seen the irony. I am picking up on the irony. But there's a big parade, and it's not about me. So I might reach out to their media people and say, look, guys, you know, I get it. I get a Stanley Cup. Yeah, I get it. Cool. Very cool. But it's my birthday. And if you're going to do a parade, honor me. So I just think it's all an absolute mess. You know, I did some research on birthdays. Apparently, birthday celebrations during early civilizations would coincide with astrology. I'm a Gemini. And by the way, I am so sick and tired of you guys calling us manipulative bitches for being Geminis. Where are you guys getting that? I thought Geminis were cool. Yeah, they say, well, Gemini is twin. Well, yeah, aren't twins the nicest people to their siblings? It's us non-twins that are bitches. So I honestly, stop that. The Geminis, very, very cool. According to WCCO-TV, pagans thought that evil spirits lurked on days of major changes, like the day you turn a year older. The ancient Greeks believed that each person had a spirit that attended his or her birth and kept watch. That spirit had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday the individual was born. So this isn't something about you know, having a party and getting drunk and doing shots. It's about, I guess, dealing with the spirits that helped make you and tell them to leave you that alone because now you're getting older. So why do we have a birthday cake? Well, according to HankReedForHistory.com, we have done celebratory breads for centuries, but the first modern-day birthday cake we think was German back in the 1400s. That doesn't mean it was a German chocolate cake. I don't get that. If you're going to give me a chocolate cake, don't be putting coconut on it. Just do chocolate. And I, mind you, I come from German roots. I really, really have to get back to my ancestors and go, what the hell did you do with German chocolate cake? That really didn't make any sense. But you would make a cake, and your present would be in the cake. There might be a little ring. There might be a little toy, little trinket. And that was it. None of this, oh, I got to run to Walmart and buy a box and then spend $5 for the bag or $5 for the wrapping and then $5 for the card. None of that, which, by the way, I also think is BS. Now, why do we blow out the candles? Because honestly, you're spitting all over the cake. The average person doesn't want to see three-year-old Johnny go, and spit all over the cake that the kids have to eat, especially not with COVID. But the reason why we use candles is ancient cultures would add candles to the foods to smoke off or ward off the evil spirits. It wasn't until the 1700s when Germany would then decorate the cakes during Kinderfest. So the Germans really get credit for our modern-day birthday. The most popular cake flavors are obviously chocolate. Then comes cheesecake, chocolate chip, yellow or vanilla cake. So chocolate is still, honestly, my favorite cake is the white cake with the chocolate frosting. And so most popular birthdays, they're usually 9 months after the holidays or Valentine's. But June 16th, special day. Happy birthday to me, 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the biggest mysteries that has plagued us since the dawn of man is why does the dad joke suck? Why do we have dad jokes? Why are dad jokes so bad? Why do dads make them? If they were always bad since early civilization, why in the year 2023 are we still listening and making and rolling our eyes to dad jokes? Well, dad jokes have an evolutionary purpose. They have to. Otherwise, we still wouldn't have them. And I remember my dad would make jokes. It was so dumb. You know, I'm like, Dad. Daddy. That's not funny. And
And yeah, you know, they make, that's just what dads did. And, you know, you'd look at mom. You know, dad would make a really bad joke. You'd look at mom. Mom would be like, mom would have that look like, please. Which is kind of interesting because if you think about it, when you first date, I mean, I can't speak for all couples, but when I first dated my husband, anything he said was, oh, oh, you're so funny. Oh, you're just so funny. Yeah, now it's like, just can you please just do the dishes? And so I think dads lose an audience if wife or their partner isn't going to laugh at their jokes anymore. They at least got a new audience who might not have heard the material or might be more inclined to laugh. But there's more of an evolutionary reason. Okay, so the father child relationship is very complex. So if we go back to caveman days, I'm telling you right now, dad jokes started during caveman days. I'm telling you right now, this wasn't something that we just figured out in the 16th century. And what ended up happening was dads might have been, even though I think moms were the disciplinarians and also hunted and gathered, the relationship between a kid and their father was very authoritative. They would do most of the punishing, the bad, bad punishing. You know, the mom might smack you, but daddy, that was the belt, right? That was, they would, you know, do the hunting and the slicing and the gutting and all that. And so the kids would look at mom as the more nurturing and dad as this beast. Now, maybe they idolized the beast, maybe they, but it just, when nurturing needed to happen, now they go to mom. They also might not have picked up on this humanistic aspect to dads, because they got to kill the bison. They got to, I mean, in modern day, they're the ones that have to kill the spider in the house. I mean, they, you know, and so they might lose some of that humanistic quality. Dad jokes evolved so that the children could still connect with the dad. You know, because, you know, dads aren't the biggest huggy, you know, lovey, kissy, cuddly type of, you know, dudes often. And so by communicating a joke that might make your child laugh is a huge connection. Remember I told you guys, if you want to date somebody, if you want to get somebody to notice you, make them laugh. It's not about the six-pack. I mean, it could be. But make them laugh. They'll notice you. Making people laugh. And so it's a way to connect. Now, one of you might ask, but why do the jokes suck? Why are dad jokes so bad? Well, mind you, if they had been hunting and gathering and fighting off other people trying to enter the cave and fish and scale and do all that, they didn't have time to do a monologue. They had to pull something out of their retroperitoneum. They didn't have a lot of time to prepare. But I think even if dads did get to do the Jerry Seinfeld, the Dave Chappelle thing, and have time to come up with a monologue or come up with a stand-up routine, the bad dad jokes prevail. Why? Because it shows a humanism component. It is the one time it allows a child to actually elevate from their parents when dad makes a bad joke. So some of you are like, you know, I don't have any dad jokes. I got some for you. All right? These are some doozies. So, you know, with for those of you who are like, you know what, I really haven't done the dad jokes because I don't know any. Okay, here's a couple. Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself? It was too tired. Tires. Yeah, I still laugh at them. I think that's funny. What does cake and baseball have in common? They both need a batter. See, that's, yeah, that's, okay, maybe that's not as funny. What do you call a rude, this is stupid. What do you call a rude cow? Beef jerky. Okay, I like that one. That one's funny. See, in the family, I was the one that did the stupid jokes. I was the one that did the dad jokes. Yeah, Corey did the actual funny jokes, but I was the one that did the dad jokes. So I need some of this here. My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home. I've seen a lot of memes with that one. The past, present, and future all walked into a bar. It was tense. Tense, past tense, present. Okay, yeah. See, the literary people like that one. Why don't eggs tell jokes? Because they crack each other up. Sorry. I'm afraid for the calendar, its days are numbered. Did you hear about the Italian chef who died? He pasta away. I'm sorry. My Italian friends would like that one. I don't know. I think it's funny. Two cannibals are eating a clown. One says to the other, does this taste funny to you? What do you give the dentist of the year? A little plaque. I mean, that's a good one. I got dentist friends. They'll like that one. I sold our vacuum cleaner. Why? It was gathering dust. Okay, so that's a good dad joke. The wedding was so beautiful that even the cake was in tears. Tears of cake. What did the boy say to his fingers? I'm counting on you. I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something. I could go on. I like dad jokes. Honestly. No, you know what? We could go on all day. Here's something. Okay. What does a baby computer call his father? Data. I'm sorry. I don't even think these are dad jokes. These are fun. This is funny stuff. This is funny stuff. Okay. I'm looking now at Men's Health. Let's see what they got. After an unsuccessful harvest, why did the farmer decide to try a career in music? Because he had a ton of sick beats. All right. I only seem to get sick on weekdays. Why? I have a weakened immune system. Weekend, that's fine. Yeah. All right. That was a good one. All right. My friend was showing me his tool shed and pointed to a ladder. That's my step ladder, he said. I never knew my real ladder. What do you... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, these are really dumb. What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals? Flip-flop. Why is it... This is so dumb. Why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house? Because the ghosts bring all the booze. You know what? This is great. I could go on. I can go on. Okay, let me see here. Something. Okay. How do cows stay up to date? They read the moose paper. Oh, that's not even funny. That's not good. Okay. Where do pirates get their hooks? Secondhand stores. I've heard about that one. Okay. Let me see if I have anything. You know what? I think I like the other ones better. I just broke up with my mathematician girlfriend. She was obsessed with an X. Oh, no, that was good. That was good. Okay, because, you know, X, everything's about an X. Whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word. Okay, computer geeks are going to like that one. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of what we need to do is we need to get all the dads together. Because your STEM science dads, and then your computer dads, and then your artistic dads, they know all the jokes. They mix all the jokes up. But honestly, laugh. Okay, if you're the one thing these jokes do, you always smile.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. A new Justice Department report says the Minneapolis Police Department routinely discriminates against minorities and violates the rights of people exercising protected speech. The investigation began after the death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis officer about 2 years ago.
His death has had an irrevocable impact on the Minneapolis community, on our country, and on the world.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says federal and city officials are working on a consent decree to make changes. The man who killed 11 people inside a Pittsburgh synagogue nearly 5 years ago has been found guilty of all counts, murder and hate crimes. He served an 8-game suspension and said he was sorry for a video showing him flashing a gun, but now the NBA's Ja Morant will sit out 25 more games. He was caught on video doing it again. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I have been inundated with calls, sore throat, runny nose, cough, red eyes, and I think it's COVID. Now, mind you, I'm over the phone. I'm seeing these patients over the phone, so I can't test them. Many people's COVID have ran out of their COVID tests, or their COVID tests at home were expired, or the COVID tests have been wrong so many times that they just don't even bother with them anymore. So I can't say 100% if that's what it is, but as we are seeing cases rise of those that actually get clocked in, we are seeing symptoms pretty similar. I think we can assume that COVID is not something that just is going to come wintertime. It likes the summer. every summer, we're dealing with COVID. COVID last summer, summer before, winter, summer, spring, fall. So the USDA, the USFDA, their independent panel of advisors, is now raising doubts about the need to periodically update COVID vaccines, noting that it's unclear if the virus is seasonal like the flu. We've been saying that this whole time. It's not like a, this is like no other virus we've ever seen. And I know they wanted it to be, well, you get your shots and then you're done. Like, no, not entirely. It doesn't work like that. Well, as long as you get your shot, you won't get COVID. Nope, doesn't work like that. Well, if you get your shot, you won't get COVID. Nope, doesn't work like that. You can still pass it to people. Well, you'll only need a once-a-year shot. We've yet to see that. And so finally, they're listening to us, doctors, not accusing us of misinformation to the degree that they did. Not that they're listening. They're saying, well, they came up with the conclusion. But they don't think the virus is seasonal like the flu. Okay, duh. Hey, how many summers, falls, winters, and springs with COVID do you need still to conclude and deduce that? Advisors on Thursday, though, unanimously voted that new shots for the fall should be monovalent, meaning just against one variant of COVID, and target one of the Omicron XBB strains. The Omicron XBB strain is now the dominant strain nationwide. Now, currently what we're doing, what we have is the bivalent. So the bivalent shot we have addresses the wild-type virus, the one that was leaked from the lab in August of 2019 that came and killed a whole bunch of us by January 2020. That it has something, it has part of the wild-type as well as the Omicron BA4 and BA5 strain. XBB is a subvariant of that. I don't mind that it's bivalent. I mean, I felt horrible for a month, chest pain, breast swelling, arm swelling on the side. I got it. But I didn't get COVID this year, which was kind of nice. But where are we and what are we supposed to do now with COVID? Now, mind you, the average American is saying, now blow it off. It's all old news. Unfortunately, we can't really do that yet. Because what I'm seeing is still, there's people being hospitalized, people can still die from it, but COVID is still knocking people off their butts. So I've been getting calls saying I have the flu. And I go, really? I'm looking at my watch, it's June, but it's mid-June. You have the flu? Yeah, body aches, and I can't go to work. I need to know for work, I've been in bed all day. I mean, you could go and test for the flu, but if you're flu negative, it's probably COVID or another virus. The problem is we're still being knocked on our butts. When somebody says COVID kicked my ass, you'll hear that all the time. And I'm like, you were hospitalized, you were intubated. No, I was out of work for weeks. So even though the death scare of it might be tempered a little bit, it's still causing a lot of problems. Plus, I don't breathe like I used to. I do a lot of hiking, and I try to hike up mountains and things like that. My endurance has changed probably by 75% because of COVID. It's changed us. So we still have to fight it. We still have to have a better plan. We have to figure out, and I think the people who were responsible for this, we need to get some transparency. We need to get some accountability and make sure nobody else is leaking. What if some of these new strains are lab leaks? I mean, whatever slipshod protocol happened in China, which also apparently was the culprit of the first SARS outbreak, we're being told. And then some people died a couple years later as a result of another lab leak. I mean, we as a globe can't be dealing with this anymore. The World Health Organization's job is to make sure labs aren't leaking things. So then what do we do with our vaccines? So many people think the vaccine was a waste. They did. Listen, the vaccine is a brilliant entity. The public official's response and the mandate was horrible. But as a doctor, I have to tell you, the mRNA technology is pretty damn cool. It just, it should never be forced. We shouldn't have kicked kids out of school and black families out of restaurants and fired black nurses and that didn't feel in Mississippi or Alabama that the studies represented them. I had a patient where I asked, do you need a note for work? She's like, no. My white best friend got her job back, but I didn't. Why not? This isn't the 1950s, and it should have never been that way in our country. She's like, because I didn't get the COVID vaccine. I mean, we discriminated. All this BS over the vaccine, and the vaccine is actually some really good technology. It's just the way they manage the mandate, the way they manage things is horrible. So we now have a country on the verge of another global, probably pandemic, of this Syndrome X that the World Health Organization is warning us about. I don't know if China has it in the lab, if Putin has it in the lab, or whatnot. And we just have this disinterest in vaccinating. And part of the blame is the vaccine didn't offer all the immunity people wanted. They wanted it to be like the MMR, where if you get the shot, you won't get the measles, mumps, or rubella. If you get the polio vaccine, you won't get polio. We all got the COVID vaccine and we still got COVID. People were ticked. And then on top of that, hearing some side effects with it, people got nervous. So the FDA is now trying to figure out how to go. Do we do annual COVID shots? Do we still do COVID shots every 5 months? Or 4 months? Do we have anybody who's immunosuppressed get frequent shots? And they're going to start moving away from season. Now, flu has a season. It's November to end of May, June. But I got to tell you, we've been even questioning that because remember swine flu? Swine flu kicked our butts. I think it was 2009. I think that was like in the summer, spring, summer. So it'll be interesting to see where we go. But right now, we can't say we just have a yearly shot. We just don't have that ability to do that. I want us to be able to manage it like we do flu, because I think we do a fantastic job with what we have to help fight the flu and save lives. But when it comes to COVID, it's going to be a challenge. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got a little secret to share with you that a lot of you might not realize. And I know all my guy friends are probably saying, shh, don't say anything. But I got it. Honestly, I have got to school everybody. The average dad out there right now, the average daddy, is dreading Sunday, Father's Day. Yes, I'm telling you right now, and it's all your fault. And I, you know what? As a wife, I'm just as guilty. But the average dad is dreading Father's Day. Why? Well, and I'm not saying you're all doing this, but some of you have a little bit of a list. and you have an alarm set for 6 a.m. on Sunday. Because Daddy has to get up and he has to clean out the backyard. Barbecue today. He's got to wash off the lawn furniture. Kill off any spiders. Pour out any rat poison. Pick up the dog poo. Clean the grill. Make the grill spotless. Season and temper the meat. Get the barbecue sauce. Move the furniture. Help you lift things from the upper cupboards. Yell at the kids because you're busy cooking. Paint up some of the spots. Help move everything out of the way. Now it's 8 a.m. And they're doing all this because your family is coming over for Father's Day. Now your family comes. He has to spend the whole day with the in-laws. Kids running around the pool. Did you put up the gate, honey? Watch the gate. Watch the gate. Don't drink. Are you drinking? You need to watch the gate. You can't be drinking. I need you to watch the kids. I'm cooking. Here, go talk to my father. Go talk to my mother. This whole day, mind you, can we just add that because it's June 18th, it's about 105 degrees outside. And for those of us who's having some storms, humid. And then you finally get all the family to go and you got to clean up. Honey, I need you to help me clean up. Honey, I need you to help me do dishes. I'm tired. We got to move the furniture back. We can't leave the furniture out because it's going to rain. We don't want the mosquitoes. We don't want the ants coming. We got to clean it all up. Where's the kids? Oh, you know what? The kids are in bed. It's okay. You and I can handle it. 10:30 at night comes by, and Dad's exhausted. Meanwhile, then the next day, he asks for a favor. You're like, look, you had your day. You had Father's Day. Don't make Father's Day suck. Come on. And, you know, be honest. And I get it. We all have dads. We all have, you know, and you'll just get everybody together. But the problem is if it really, truly is Father's Day, what is it you think he wants to do? Well, he probably wants to go potty without any interruption. That would make it feel good. He might want to go for a run, or he might want to go to the gym unobstructed without any texting or dinging. He might want to have a steak, and not a steak that he had to grill and clean up before and after, but he might want to go to a restaurant and be served a steak. Let's look at some of the gifts we give them. A big gift that we give Dad is a tool. Do you think he wants any more chores? He just had to go through that whole thing on Father's Day. Yet we give him a tool. They don't need a tool. Or we give him lawn equipment. Now, mind you, it does look fun riding around in that lawnmower. And I get that some dads like it. But what would a dad really, really want to do? Probably wants to be left alone. He probably wants to sleep in. Maybe he wants a nap. Yeah, we just don't think about that. There's all this, and I've seen all this Father's Day celebration. Okay, well, you need to buy this. Here's the vegetables. You think dad wants coleslaw? That's not what he's worried about, or let alone make it. So a lot like grill aprons, grill tools. I mean, you know, yeah, it makes sense. But that's not really what dads are about. Dads aren't about the grill. They're not about the housework. They're not about the lawn work. You know, if there's a hobby, yes, get them something that they might like to do for that hobby. Like if they're into music, if they're into art, if they're into woodworking. But getting him a fly swatter so he could, it doesn't work. And I tell you this year after year, stop with the cologne. Okay, men don't like cologne. Now, I know, I can't speak for all men. But the average man does not want to perfume up. They do it because their partner might want them to smell better. But men like to smell like men. Do you think the average woman really likes putting on deodorant? We've conditioned ourselves to want to, because we don't want to smell after we work out and things like that. But for the most part, it burns. If you shave and then you use a brand new super strong, oh my gosh, you're in hell. The average, by the way, how many of you are buying a razor set for, you take it back. You got the receipt, take it back. You think the average dad wants to shave? No, they don't. Nicking themselves, bleeding. They don't want to do that first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, they want to sleep in first thing in the morning. Yet we're asking them to shave. This is ridiculous. And then a big mistake I see. I was at the store the other day, and you saw mom go, oh, yeah, get daddy a tie. And, yeah, get daddy a shirt. Okay. Men wear ties because they have to for work. The average human doesn't want anything around their neck. They don't. They want an open shirt. I mean, a tie is nice for work, but if this is daddy's day, get daddy something he would really, really like or need. Get him a lazy boy. Get him beers from around the world. Get him something where the beer is ice cold, but you have that holder so it keeps it warm. Get him a piece of equipment that he loves to use for his workouts. Get him, you know, you don't even have to buy them stuff. Make them a card and write all the stuff that you appreciate about them and why life wouldn't be the same without them and how much you appreciate them. You don't need to do soap on a rope. You don't need to get them a nose hair clipper. No, they would appreciate that more. Song list of love songs, not the sappy ones, but the songs that make sense that they could like. No fancy underwear. But, you know, people will say, well, I asked him what he wanted. And so he said, you know, get me some industrial cleaner or some paint thinner for the... They're just doing that because they think that's what you want to get them. Or they'll say nothing. So they're not going to tell you. Get them maybe a down comforter when they sleep, or get them a mattress cover so when they sleep they're comfortable. Get them something for their tushy. Honestly, get them one of those fancy toilets that have like the seat warmer and all that. I mean, you have to get them what a dad wants, just like mom. I told you guys this with Mother's Day. Don't be buying us flowers or bras or don't be doing that. Just realize that you get us. My husband gets me because he'll get me chocolate. The ones with a little alcohol in them, he knows. He gets me. Let daddy know you get him. And then, of course, laugh at some of the stupid dad jokes, too. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.